With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Disgraced New York Congressman George Santos is getting out of prison thanks to President Trump, who commuted his sentence.
The former New York representative, the first openly gay Republican elected to Congress, was serving more than 7 years in federal prison in southern New Jersey. Santos pled guilty to fraud and identity theft, admitting he scammed donors and stole the identities of 11 people, including family members. The judge agreed with prosecutors that Santos didn't seem remorseful. Santos was also charged with fraudulently collecting unemployment benefits and lying to Congress. He flipped a House seat representing Long Island, but served less than a year in office after it was revealed that he lied about college and former jobs and fabricated much of his life story. I'm Jennifer King.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says President Trump's accomplishments in the Mideast are undeniable, but he does have a word of caution.
There are tremendous heavy lifts awaiting, not the least of which, perhaps the primary of which, is the demilitarization of Gaza and disarming Hamas.
Dr. Oren warns there's still lots of hard work to do. He made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Afghanistan and Pakistan, embroiled in more than a week of fighting that has killed dozens of people and injured hundreds, have agreed to an immediate ceasefire, Qatar's foreign ministry reporting this Sunday. It is the deadliest crisis between the two countries in several years. The State Department says it has credible evidence that Hamas could violate the ceasefire with an attack on Palestinian civilians in Gaza. If that happens, it would constitute a direct and grave violation of the agreement forged by President Trump to end the two-year war. The State Department said that should Hamas proceed with this attack, measures will be taken to protect the people of Gaza and the integrity of the ceasefire. You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. A British church sparks outrage.
Canterbury Cathedral has allowed a gay poet to install graffiti inside the sanctuary that questions the authority of God and his goodness. The graffiti includes questions such as, why did you create hate when love is more powerful, and why all the suffering? Outrage over the display is surging all throughout the Christian world. Canterbury Cathedral was founded in 597 and is the seat of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates are unhappy that the global community is accepting the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. International Christian Concern says as the Taliban deepens its control and international attention wanes, many Afghans, especially those from minority faiths, face an uncertain and perilous future. Sustained international pressure remains crucial to prevent Afghanistan from descending further into repression and isolation. This is SRN News. The Australian government has begun a public education campaign with tips on how to wean children off social media.
It's all ahead of a world-first national 16-year age limit taking effect. Australian E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says information on her agency's website explained the new laws. It also offered checklists and conversation starters about ways to make the transition. Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms could be fined millions starting in December if they don't take steps to prevent young Australians from holding accounts. Australia's age restriction is being watched closely. Keith Peters, Washington.
Prince Andrew has been banished from the royal whirl after emails emerged this week showing that he had remained in contact with Jeffrey Epstein longer than he previously admitted. Buckingham Palace Friday releasing a statement from Andrew saying that he had agreed to give up last use of his last remaining royal titles so that allegations don't continue. More details at srnnews.com.